Chapter 36. God and the Torah care about all nations and individuals. Verse 1. This is the line of Esau, that is, Edom. Though Esau's line is not a part of the covenantal community, the Torah devotes an entire chapter to the genealogy of his descendants, because he too was the recipient of divine promises. As is made clear repeatedly in the Torah, God cares not only about the Jewish people, but about all people, including the descendants of Esau, some of whom became Israel's archrivals. As Victor Hamilton writes, chapter 36 is given over exclusively to genealogy, Esau's family, and lists of Edomite leaders. Illustrative of the Bible's interest in the development and history of other nations is the inclusion of 43 verses that trace meticulously the proliferation and history of the Edomites. John Levinson makes an additional telling point about the extensive genealogy here. The attention given to Esau's family suggests considerable fraternal feeling for him. The Torah even commands the Israelites not to hate Edomites, the descendants of Esau, for he is your kinsman. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 8, chapter 23, verse 7 in Christian texts. Verse 2. Esau took his wives from among the Canaanite women, Ada, daughter of Elon the Hittite, and Aholibamah, daughter of Anah, daughter of Zibeon the Hivite. Isaac, unhappy with Esau's choice of Canaanites' wives, Genesis chapter 26, verses 34 through 35, instructed his other son, Jacob, not to marry a Canaanite, Genesis chapter 28, verse 1. In the aftermath of this appeal to Jacob, Esau, in deference to his father, married a cousin, Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Genesis chapter 28, verse 9, and therefore Abraham's granddaughter. The wives mentioned here, though, are Canaanites, and Esau's children, except for Reuel, verse 4, appear to have descended from his Canaanite wives. Verse 3, and also Basemath, daughter of Ishmael, and sister of Nebaioth. Verse 4, Ada bore to Esau Eliphaz, Basemath bore Reuel. Verse 5, and Aholibamah bore Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. These were the sons of Esau who were born to him in the land of Canaan. Verse 6, Esau took his wives, his sons and daughters, and all the members of his household, his cattle and all his livestock, and all the property that he had acquired in the land of Canaan, and went to another land because of his brother Jacob. Esau at this point had such a congenial attitude toward his brother, he was willing to inconvenience himself and move away for Jacob's sake. He could just as easily have said, "Look, there isn't enough room here for both of us. This is my lifelong home. You go over to the next land and settle there with your flocks." Verse 7, "For their possessions were too many for them to dwell together, and the land where they sojourned could not support them because of their livestock." Verse 8, "So Esau settled in the hill country of Seir, Esau being Edom." Verse 9, "This then is the line of Esau, the ancestor of the Edomites, in the hill country of Seir." Verse 10, "These are the names of Esau's sons: Eliphaz, the son of Esau's wife Ada; Reuel, the son of Esau's wife Basemath." Verse 11, "The sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gadam, and Kenaz." The Torah and later Judaism's attitudes toward conversion. Verse 12. Timnah was a concubine of Esau's son Eliphaz. She bore Amalek to Eliphaz. Those were the descendants of Esau's wife Ada. Though the following commentary is not based on anything actually written in the Torah, I am including it to elucidate an important aspect of later Jewish history. Many non-Jews have regarded the Jews as a closed community, meaning one that does not welcome, let alone seek, converts. Many Jews have held a similar view. And as time went on, Jews made conversion to Judaism as difficult as possible. This, to be fair, was in large measure due to the widespread anti-Semitism in the Christian and Muslim worlds. Understandably, but unfortunately, this led to increasing insularity within Jewish life. And this, in turn, led to greater and greater discouragement of conversion to Judaism. In light of this, I note an important observation from the Talmud and later rabbinic sources. The words "Timna was a concubine" appear to hold little, if any, significance, but a long-standing rabbinic tradition used those words to make a point whose lesson remains as significant today as when it was first made. According to this ancient Jewish tradition, Timna had been attracted to the beliefs of the patriarchs, but all three, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, discouraged her from converting. At that point, she became a concubine to Eliphaz, Esau's son, and gave birth to Amalek. This verse, Genesis chapter 36, verse 12. The father of the nation of Amalek, which became ancient Israel's greatest enemy. Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 through 16. Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 17 through 19. The preeminent Jewish commentator Rashi concluded, "The patriarchs badly erred in distancing Timna. They should have encouraged her conversion." In other words, Jewish tradition took three seemingly insignificant words and transformed them into an epic lesson. Jews should not discourage anyone sincerely interested in becoming a Jew from doing so. This is particularly remarkable in light of later Jewish tradition which actively discouraged would-be converts to Judaism. At the same time, it is also worth repeating that neither the Torah nor later Judaism ever taught that everyone needs to become a Jew. The Jewish desire is that all people come to believe in the God of the Torah and his moral rules, for example, the Ten Commandments and the Seven Laws of Noah. Nevertheless, as the Talmudic passage cited here and by Rashi in the 11th century makes clear, Jews should have been, and should be today, more receptive to making converts. Verse 13. "And these were the sons of Reuel: Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizzah." Those were the descendants of Esau's wife Basemath. Verse 14. "And these were the sons of Esau's wife Oholibamah, daughter of Anah, daughter of Zibeon. She bore to Esau Jeush, Jalam, and Korah." Verse 15. "These are the clans of the children of Esau, the descendants of Esau's firstborn Eliphaz, the clans Teman, Omar, Zepho, Kenaz." Verse 16. "Korah, Gadam, and Amalek. These are the clans of Eliphaz in the land of Eden. Those are the descendants of Ada." Verse 17. "And these are the descendants of Esau's son Reuel: the clans Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizzah. These are the clans of Reuel in the land of Edom. Those are the descendants of Esau's wife, Basemath." Verse 18. "And these are the descendants of Esau's wife, Oholibamah: the clans Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. These are the clans of Esau's wife, Oholibamah, the daughter of Anah." Verse 19. "Those were the sons of Esau, that is, Edom, and those are their clans." Verse 20. "These were the sons of Seir the Horite, who were settled in the land: Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah." Verse 21. "Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. Those are the clans of the Horites, the descendants of Seir, in the land of Edom." Verse 22. "The sons of Lotan were Horai and Hemim, and Lotan's sister was Timnah." Verse 23. "The sons of Shobal were these: Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam." Verse 24. "The sons of Zibeon were these: Ea, and Ana. That was the Ana who discovered the hot springs in the wilderness while pasturing the asses of his father Zibeon. Verse 25, the children of Ana were these, Dishon and Ana's daughter, Oholibamah. Verse 26, the sons of Dishon were these, Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Karan. Verse 27, the sons of Ezer were these, Bilhan, Zaavan, and Achan. Verse 28, and the sons of Dishon were these, Uz and Aaron. Verse 29, these are the clans of the Horites, the clans Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Ana. Verse 30, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. Those are the clans of the Horites, clan by clan, in the land of Seir. Verse 31, these are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the Israelites. Verse 32, Bela, son of Beor, reigned in Edom, and the name of his city was Dinhaba. Verse 33, when Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah from Bozra, succeeded him as king. Verse 34, when Jobab died, Husham of the land of the Temanites succeeded him as king. Verse 35, when Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, who defeated the Midianites in the country of Moab, succeeded him as king. The name of his city was Avith. Verse 36, when Hadad died, Samla of Masrekah succeeded him as king. Verse 37, when Samla died, Saul of Rehoboth on the river succeeded him as king. Verse 38, when Saul died, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, succeeded him as king. Verse 39, and when Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, died, Hadar succeeded him as king. The name of his city was Pau, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, daughter of Matred, daughter of Mezahab. Verse 40, these are the names of the clans of Esau, each with its families and locality, name by name, the clans Timnah, Alva, Jetheth. Verse 41, Oholibamah, Elah, Pinon. Verse 42, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar. Verse 43, Magdiel, and Iram. Those are the clans of Edom, that is, of Esau, father of the Edomites, by their settlements in the land which they hold.